That sounds good. Oh yeah, what you're about to hear is powered by the Men of the Square Table, who want you to know that the garage fridge is for beer only. Duh. Miller Lite. Good call.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. 520-9710. 888-520-9710.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
On Free FM.
We are Frosty, Heidi, and Frank, reminding you your money troubles will greatly be over when you win your chunk of gold on our partner AOL's Gold Rush game, which is produced by reality show king Mark Burnett. AOL.com/Gold Rush is all explained there. Even if you haven't played any of the previous rounds, round four is just starting, you can still sign up to play. There's still over $1 million in gold up for grabs. How cool would that be? Make sure you tune in to Survivor, which is, what, tomorrow night, 8 o'clock?
Like you don't know.
To catch the next Gold Rush clue. Find out more and play to win your share of the gold at AOL.com/Gold Rush. I hope you win.
It's been a very odd day here on the Frosty, Heidi, and Frank show. Very sick and dark, so let's keep it going.
Who's going?
Oh, good.
Somebody's got a twinkle in his eye.
Or is that a Twinkie?
Did I win last time? I think I won last time. I think I could repeat.
I think.
You did.
What was your story? Do you remember?
I don't remember.
Contestant?
Oh, some lady did something bad. I forget.
Well, that narrows it
something
down.
I forget.
I'm glad you care.
I don't remember.
Yeah,
I knew
you had a
win.
Song with, oh, it's Rockabye Baby in the Bucket and the Bucket of Vomit.
Oh, the Bucket of Vomit,
yeah,
baby.
She,
yeah.
Baby died in the mom's puke.
See, I did.
All right,
listen.
Since you did win, you can't go first.
Mm.
And I think Heidi brought up the rear. So I'll let Heidi go first.
All right.
Rear bringer.
Out of San Jose, California, one of the nation's worst child molesters. That is what this guy is been labeled. He's 64 years old. He has just recently been found guilty of sexually abusing two 12-year-old boys. He's also been charged with 11 felony counts of child molestation and one misdemeanor charge of child pornography possession. He has had so many molestation convictions over the past 30 years, places, and decades where the defendant has molested young boys. It included an estimated 100 accusers dating back to 1969 in the U.S., in Mexico, and Brazil. Here's the zinger. When they broke in and found his stuff in order to make a case against him, they found a 456-page memoir, 10 binders full of child pornography, and a 1,500-page notebook with headings including No But Yes Boys, Best of the Best, 13 and Under, and Single Parent Boys. So my nominee for Who's Going to Hell is Wrinkled, Raunchy, and Repulsive. Yeah.
Okay, that's nice.
No trumpet this time? All right.
I'm going to mix it up.
I'm going to have to change my contestant's name then.
I'm going to mix it up.
Nice one, Heidi.
Thanks.
My contestant's name before Heidi didn't do that was, don't vote for Heidi to do the stupidest trumpet sound. She didn't do it, so it ruined it.
No, I don't want to become too predictable on the show.
So what's yours again, Heidi?
Wrinkled, Raunchy, and Repulsive.
I got to write that down. Wrinkled, raunchy, and repulsive, contestant number one.
Don't forget the yeah.
I'll never remember that. Of course, I'm not voting for you anyway.
I'm not voting for you either.
Raunchy and repulsive. How do you spell that?
Sounds very German.
Yeah, there's a couple of E's and L and C-H.
Wasn't that the name of Chancellor
Wasn't
Germany?
Wasn't that your grandma's name?
Yeah. That was her last name. That's true.
I know.
My mother's maiden name is
W.
Then you should vote for me.
C-H.
Something. That's close enough.
It really is.
And an exclamation point. I know.
You should have heard my great-grandma pronounce it because, you know, she was German.
From there, yeah.
And she had the accent, so her name was Bonnie. I swear to God.
It's funny how you still go by that name.
Right.
Frosty.
Well, I don't know if that's going to win, though, Heidi. Interesting.
I tried. Did my best. That's all anybody can ask of me.
Frosty?
But, you know, for the life of me, I'm torn. I've got to narrow down to two, both of which will win.
Oh, well, you're not supposed to do that because Heidi's already read her, and Heidi's
Give
got a great contestant.
Well, just
by
choose
the way.
One of the two. It doesn't matter.
B.
B, okay, B, it is fine. And A and B. Oh, that's the short one.
Oh, thank God. Good intuition, Frank.
Trying to go with A.
Nicely done.
A is two pages long.
No,
come on.
I'm holding A out towards us.
Oh, come on.
B's
A's got two pages
back.
With highlight. Well, short but prizeworthy, I think, when I win this. This happened in Lincoln, Nebraska. A University of Lincoln, Nebraska chemistry teacher has been suspended without pay while the school and police investigate what allegedly happened in his classroom. Now, this, of course, is a chemistry classroom at a university, not elementary school, not high school, but university. Still, what he did, they say you should never do. he passed out a bag of explosives, yes, dynamite and TNT, to students last week in a bag and had them pass it around to pick it up and examine it so they would be, in his words, familiar with it. He says, or the students say, he said, now promise you won't drop it. Then as the bag of explosives, which was live, real dynamite, was being passed around, he left the room, went outside for a little break. Apparently, students successfully passed the bag all the way back to the front after it circled the entire classroom of students without exploding. Yes, a full sack of explosives, each about the size of a roll of quarters, did not detonate. Now, doesn't it sound like he was trying to do like his own little Columbine there and then say, oh, well, it was... Seems like he was trying to kill his class.
Nope, not helping your story.
Well, okay, that's so my nominee is Professor Tries to Kill Class.
Ooh, that's weak. Even your little tone was weak. Set the setting again.
Yeah. Professor Tries to... I'm going to rename it. Professor Boom Boom.
What's wrong with that thing? Is it sick? How about Hold My Bang Bang Bag?
Okay, Hold My Bang Bang Bag.
No, you can't help.
Well, I had to help him. His organs farting out on
screwed up on me.
No, so what happened?
I'm sure it wouldn't be the first time.
Oh, it's back. Okay. Hold My Bang Bang Bag.
All right, Hold My Bang Bang Bag.
Thank you, Frank, for that winning title.
All right, no problem. It needed some help, so I thought I'd jump in there with you. All right, and contestant number three. A man is accused of killing a 10-year-old girl and nearly severing her head as part of a cannibalistic plot. Kevin Ray Underwood, 26, showed no reaction as the judge read the charge and set a tentative trial. After Underwood's arrest, police and prosecutors revealed grisly details of the crime, saying Underwood raped the girl's corpse and planned to eat her flesh.
What is it with you and these stories of corpses today?
I know. Underwood is accused of smothering Jamie Rose Bolin, his upstairs neighbor in an apartment complex. The girl was struck on the head. Her neck was cut to the bone from ear to ear, and she was sexually assaulted. She was reported missing after failing to return home from a trip to the library. Her nude body was found inside a plastic tub in Underwood's bedroom closet 2 days later after Underwood raised the suspicion of officers at a police checkpoint and let them search his apartment. Underwood confessed that he killed the girl, telling FBI agents, "Go ahead and arrest me. She's in there. I chopped her up." So my contestant for Who's Going to Hell is, library books can get you raped and eaten.
Wordy as hell.
Library books can get you raped and eaten.
The one you gave me is better than the one you took for yourself.
Yeah, but doesn't fit his story.
Okay. No sound there at the end?
I don't need sound effects. I'm just relying on the contents of my story. So...
Who's going...
Triple 8-520-9710 is the number. Voting public, you've heard.
Should we recap real quick so people don't forget?
Just the names?
Yeah.
My contest number one, correct?
What'd you say?
Your what?
My contestant number one? Yeah.
You said it the first time.
Wrinkled, raunchy, and repulsive.
Your what's wrinkled, raunchy, and repulsive?
What's being tested? Mine is Hold My Bang Bang Bag.
And contestant number three, library books can get you raped and eaten.
Well, I should win because the classroom was full of students. There could have been more victims in my story than any of you two.
You're already defending
combined.
It.
Well, I know because I'm not going
to. Have some faith.
Danny and Chino Hills, Who's Going to Hell? What's the worst story?
Well, let me tell you, this is a tough one. But after watching To Catch a Predator on NBC, Heidi, the pedophile thing has kind of lost steam. So it's more like raunchy, repulsive, and eh. So I have to go with...
Me.
Frank!
Oh.
All right.
What's
the name
it?
Of his contestant?
Frank. It's Frank.
No, that doesn't
You have
count.
To name my contestant.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's the, oh, shoot. It's not the library one, but it's the, oh, it's not Heidi Hermaphrodite. What was yours, Frank? Remind me. I'm sorry.
No, nope, bye-bye.
I'm sorry, Danny.
Sorry,
mm-hmm.
Ooh, I think he's voting for you, really.
I think so, too. Robert?
Okay, first of all, I like the Makunta Kunta. I would like to say it just because it's Kunta Kunta. But, Foshy,
yes.
You are a big, fat, uncircumcised weenie. You got the weakest, lamest story, man. So I'm going to go with the library books can get you raped and eaten. You
Thank
rock,
you.
Dang,
no
on,
story
people.
With a sack of dynamite is weak or lame. I argue with
no,
that
it's
one.
The bomb.
Robert, Who's Going to Hell? What's the worst story?
Frank, library books can get you eaten and Steve the Fagala.
We'll give it to you.
I don't like this voting so far. Arizona, Mike, Who's Going to Hell?
Frank, Lyra Bush can get you eaten. Frosty, you are definitely the weakest link, man. You're horrible, Frosty.
Heidi, can I propose an alliance? Can we combine our votes?
You guys can combine.
I'm already in an alliance with Frank.
Oh.
Sorry.
Oh,
I'm just being honest.
I don't even need you.
Rob, three votes.
Okay,
you guys got zero.
See how quickly he turns in his allies?
I'll go with you now, Frosty.
With me, baby.
All right. Because as big as you are, we count as three.
I'll stick my zero on yours and we'll have 10. Who's going to hell, Robert and Phoenix? Worst story, please.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with Frank on this one. Library books can get you raped and eaten.
Frank, could you pay off the audience today?
Every time we play.
Come on.
You know what, though? If not for this week's story, then definitely for the one he did yesterday, for the one that didn't even make Who's Going to Hell because it was too evil.
Yeah, the one that was too bad for hell.
What is this, the Oscar Lifetime Achievement Award? My God. Come on. It's about this story.
This is dripping off your voice, the green.
I know.
You know, actually, I should have gone with A. I mean, you guys chose B.
Mm-hmm.
See, you're denying me victory. A would have won.
Get back to my victory dance.
Well, we'll see.
Come on,
four votes to your zeros.
Yeah.
Miguel, it's up to you, perhaps. Who's going to help?
Yeah, I was going to vote for Heidi, but goddamn, I can't remember all of that, everything she said, so I'm going for Frank.
What's the name of this thing?
Library books. Can get you raped and eaten.
That is so not fair. God dang it.
That's not worthy.
One more vote and I'm victorious.
He wanted to vote for me, but he couldn't remember the name.
It's a slaughter.
Wrinkled, raunchy, and repulsive. Ugh.
We don't take six votes. It's an even number. It's got to be odd. We've taken five, right?
It's
5 to 10.
Nothing.
Oh, is it? Oh, okay.
I like stay or go.
John, who's going to hell? What's the worst story?
Ben Fafasi, but only because Heidi's story was about him. He's wrinkled, raunchy, and repulsive.
I'm taking the vote. That's me.
Right. Won't be shut up. Matt on 55. Who's going to hell?
Oh, Frank's story's going to hell. The library books can get you raped and eaten.
No.
Damn it.
Thank you very much for playing, people.
Damn
Once
it.
Again, I am the champion of...
Who's going
get up pretty early to beat me.
You know why I didn't
I
win?
Do. I get up at 5 o'clock.
It's your
it
fault,
ain't working.
Frank. It's your fault. You gave me that lame-ass My Boom Boom Bag title. If you stuck with mine, I would have won.
Oh, what?
Teacher blows up class.
Well, I would have got
Teacher
at least...
tries to hurt kids.
Yes, it was more explanatory than your silly, goofy-ass goosey thing. I didn't get a single vote. It's your fault.
And you're blaming me?
Yeah, your fault.
I took your horrible title
Should've
and improved
with
it 10
Damn
times.
Because who doesn't love to say bang, bang, bang?
Yeah, hold my bang, bang, bag. I figure people just want to say that, like,
I should have gone with the other one.
I'm sticking with my mouth trumpet. That's my go-to.
That's all you got. The story doesn't mean anything. People just want to go, doo-doo.
Well, so?
It is kind of fun.
Well, let's not fair. She'll come in one day and go, shoehorn, doo-doo-doo, and she'll win.
That's fine. Hey, you got to give the people what they want, and they want my mouth trumpet.
Is that what the people want?
Yeah. That's what I keep hearing.
Are you
anyway.
Curious what my A story was at all?
A little
you,
bit.
Do you want to waste it
you
now?
Sure,
or do
you sure
wanna...
you want to blow it?
I'll save it, actually, for the next time we do
tease,
this thrilling
you
feature.
Big tease.
Give me time to punch it up and improve it a little.
Here's a horrible story, too, since we're on the trend today of horrible stories. An Australian man has appeared in court accused of stabbing his ex-wife's lover to death, severing his penis, and leaving it in a bedside drawer.
Ooh.
Garber Ziha, in his mid-50s, attacked Barry Corbett after letting himself into the man's apartment and finding him in bed with his former wife. The woman ran screaming from the apartment in her nightgown with several wounds to her legs. After an emergency call, police arrived to find Corbett dead in the bedroom with multiple stab wounds and his penis in the bedside drawer.
Mm.
Police said the penis had been cut off and placed in the drawer with the wife's other belongings. What do you think was in that drawer?
Other penises.
Uh-huh.
After detectives telephoned Ziha at his home, he simply said, "Yes, I know. You can come pick me up now."
Why do people confess so easily? It's like the guy in your story.
Yeah, two guys in a row. Just, yeah, I chopped her up. She's in the closet.
Don't you know it kind of hurts your defense when you say things like that? Hold out for a little longer than that.
Oh, my God.
That's horrible.
And you pretty much, a guy pretty much dies from having his wiener cut off, right? Always.
And do women still wear nightgowns?
I don't. I haven't since I was maybe 9.
The last woman I saw in a nightgown was my mother.
Right, my
so
mom,
maybe
too.
These people are older then.
Maybe that was a sign that mom and dad were getting busy that night because she had this long red... silky nightgown that went all the way to the floor.
Well, of course, she didn't normally wear that. That was her sex clothes.
My mom
but at the
was,
time, I had no idea. I was like, hey, mom's dressing fancy for bed.
Royal blue velour. Velour.
Is that like velvety?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's got to be hot and stanky.
I know, but that was her red long one nightgown.
Mom's was white, creamy colored.
Really? And it was so funny. It's like that
Lacey
was
Lacey at the top.
Same
yeah,
thing.
Lacey
she wore the same thing every night.
Yeah,
you know
she only
I mean?
Had the one thing.
Which is amazing because I don't. Sometimes I'm naked. Sometimes I got a sports bra on and boy, little boy panties, Lacey panties. And sometimes I don't.
You don't have your go-to F me?
Well, I have a lot of, like, I dress up a lot, but not to go to bed.
Do you have a gown, the one that goes all the way to the floor?
Mm-hmm.
You do?
Yeah.
Why? Why but do you like, have a gown like
that? Do you keep it on? You just hike it up?
I'll hike it up, yeah. Yeah.
That's
but
funny.
I don't sleep in PJs usually. I mean, I'll put something on, then, you know, get busy, and then that usually gets taken off in the whole midst of it all, and then I don't put it back on to go to bed.
So
it's not comfortable stuff.
You're doomed, when the Italian comes home and sees you in a certain thing,
yeah.
You have the sign that, okay, my doomy clothes, that would be
let me put it very obvious. I'm a very obvious what I'm looking for. If you come walk through the door.
Was there a giant arrow
or
something?
Whether I'm in the
you're
kitchen.
You're like Frosty at a restaurant when he's staring at the waitress. She
yeah.
feels that he needs another
right.
drink.
I'm very obvious. There's no
wait,
guessing.
Like chaps on backwards, what?
Yeah, I'll have an outfit that you go, okay, well, clearly you're not going for a run right now, or clearly you're not doing laundry. I know exactly.
And you're waiting on the bed with your heels behind your ears?
Sometimes I'm on the bed. Sometimes I hide.
What?
Sometimes I hide.
You play little games.
Uh-huh,
find
I
me,
do.
You can have me.
I
they
do.
Come
I'll
home
just...
and like, Heidi, and you're under the pool table on a ball?
Sometimes I hide. I play little games.
That's a giveaway.
I'm a very good hider.
You know, if I came home, if I were living with you and I came home and, Heidi.
No, I leave a note.
Oh, but I'm hiding?
I leave a note. Like, well, if you want me, you're going to have to find me. That
I
kind
see.
Of stuff.
So you're not going to get smacked in the head with a baseball bat because he thinks you're a burglar or
have
a bad guy.
Have you ever been offended that he doesn't come looking? He just grabs a beer and sits down on the couch. I watch the sports center.
I'm like, I left the note. Not see the note? Huh. I'm waiting. And then I'm getting bored and pissed. I'm going, okay. The fun's kind of out.
Where's your hiding spot?
Oh, I have all different kinds, Frank.
Well, where have you hid before?
I've been under beds.
Okay.
You can fit under a bed?
Yeah.
That little space between the mattress and the floor? How do you fit under there?
Terry,
I can't fit under mine.
I have a high bed.
So do I, but I can't fit under there anymore.
Oh, I'm not 475 pounds like you are. I'm 280. God, I mean, seriously, I'll hide behind the sofa in the pool room behind the, I have like a little liquor cart.
Now when they find you, do you jump out and say, ah, is
no,
it like scary or is this like,
no, I just, no, boy. I sit quietly like I'm stalking.
Are you behind the coats or are you standing behind the door? So when they open the door, they see you.
No, I'm behind the coats.
Oh, so they really have to search for you.
Yeah. So I'll be in there. You know, you can't just open a
closet.
She's
up in the attic in an old trunk.
Come find me.
Well, you have a big house with lots of space.
I do.
A lot of work to find you. I don't think you're worth it.
Oh, I'm worth it.
How long has the search gone on where they're like, come on, just come out already.
You win. Come out of that closet.
It's usually maybe 20 minutes is the longest.
20 minutes?
I can't think. 20 minutes of foreplay. That's 20 minutes of finding your ass. Then I got to kiss you for 20 more.
No, you don't have to. That's the foreplay.
I'm so exhausted from searching for you. I don't have any energy to do any sex. Do something easy, like be standing behind the curtain with, you know, a foot sticking out.
Yeah,
you know,
here I am.
Ta-da.
I'm horrible at this game.
We'll be back. You can send us an email, by the way, during the show. We read them all. That address is...
Let's be frank, 971 at MSN.com.
And if you haven't browsed to the website lately, check it out. That's FrostyHeidiAndFrank.com. We are Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.